Out of the 50 sites included in the cleanup, Esterbrook Park is the busiest with more than 250 volunteers. When family and friends arrive on the scene, they gather around Harold Schmidt from the nonprofit organization, the Friends of Esterbrook Park.
Find a section you're comfortable with working. Some of these valleys, like over here, they're very steep, but they collect a lot of trash. But if you have children, be very careful down there.
The Riverkeeper calls their volunteers River Rock Stars with their matching white t-shirts, black bags, and green rubber gloves. Armed and ready, they head out to canvas the winding trails alongside the Milwaukee River.
You're looking for water bottles, soda bottles.
Down by the riverbank, 6-year-old Emma Stange is leaning over a stone wall as she peers down the white-capped river rapids. Her mother, Susie, is catching her breath.
Well, we came out to help clean up the area and pick up all the garbage that is lying around, kind of make it, you know.
So it's cleaner for the environment.
Yep.
Because, if an animal, comes and sees that it may be, some kind of food, it may get him sick and die.
Tanya Fonseca is out with a group of friends for the cleanup. She says cleaning up litter is essential for keeping water healthy.
Well, our waterways are very, very important, not only for the environment, but also just for our urban cities and how our watersheds work.
Micah Feinberg is watching his 6-year-old son, Teddy, play at the park, while Teddy's sister is with her Girl Scout troop collecting litter.
We came out here because we know it's a good cause to help keep our parks clean. But we're excited. I got my beer, so that's a good thing.
Gabe Ernst got a call from his dad reminding him about the river cleanup. He says that people need to keep the parks looking clean.
I think if you let it get really trash, it just looks like the side of a highway, and it doesn't really feel like a nature area anymore. So, and it gets people out here, especially this time of year, people kind of still asleep from laying around all winter if they're not too active. So I think it's good just to get people outside too.
After over 4 hours of picking up trash, volunteers pour into the beer garden for the trash bash, where they tap a cedar barrel keg and commence the celebration. In this year's cleanup, volunteers hauled about 75,000 pounds of trash out of the rivers. Milwaukee Riverkeeper is a nonprofit organization that keeps tabs on the health of the Milwaukee River Basin. For Media Milwaukee, I'm Brandon Andregg.